Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Small. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mauch moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mock picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mock. Small moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mock moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio is hit by the pitch. Jensen moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jensen scores. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Small hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Small hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus bunts towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Mock moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mock scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Billy Heft. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Mauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Small hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Hurd now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Small moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank House pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Small tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Wilson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.